we're going to start with the organization that seems to pick up on your cues. The Yankees. The wine. Oh, my goodness. Brian Cashman. Stow it.
I just saw this come across. I mean...
Stow it. Do you want to know why the Yankees lost to the Astros in 2017? I know you're trash cans and all this other stuff, okay? Right? You want to know why your team lost? Was it because of trash cans? They lost all four games in Houston, correct?
Yes. Coincidentally, I'm just throwing it out there.
Do you want to know what your team hit in the four games in Houston?
Yeah, it was terrible. I don't remember.
156.
Exactly. Yeah.
156. 156. How many games are you winning hitting 156? What element does a trash can have over the pitching staff with Houston? 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. Really? Okay. And you're whining? Oh, and by the way, do you know how many runs, except for one four-run eighth inning when Verlander was pitching, by the way? You know what the Astros scored in the other 35 innings in Houston? 11 runs. The Yankee pitching was good in that series. He only gave up 11 runs in Houston except for one four-run inning in the eighth when Verlander had the lead and was pitching, and he wasn't going to get touched. Your team at 156. 156. Okay? When you hit 156, you are not winning games. And he's out there. He's got to stow it. We would have been in the World Series. I mean, Houston cheated. Stop it. Okay? You had your shot. You didn't hit. Okay? You would have an argument if the Astros went out and were just grouping runs left and right, winning games. You know, in the four games in Houston, if the Astros went out and scored, I don't know, 25 runs, they scored 11, except for the 1-4-run eighth inning when Verlander had the lead and the Yankees were going to touch him. You hit 156, 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position, right? What do trash cans have to do with that? Tell me. This is your team. This is your wine. Go ahead. Tell me. How did cheating affect your offense? You hit 156, 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. You didn't score. You didn't score. And you know who's never complained about it? Never. Have you noticed? Who has never complained about it? Ever. Joe Girardi. He lost his job over it. He then went to MLB Network. Never complained. Went to the Phillies. Has never complained. Has been on numerous occasions where... Right? He's been interviewed, never has complained. He's smart enough to know when you hit 156 in four games in somebody else's ballpark, you are not winning. Right? Yet you think 156 should have been enough to swing the game your way because they cheated. Again, the Astros scored a whopping 11 runs in the other 35 innings except for 1-4-run eighth. Again, you gotta take some time, and I pointed this out. You gotta actually take 5 minutes and look stuff up. It takes 5 minutes instead of sitting there going narrative. Got a narrative. Narratives are BS. It's a bottom line. Almost every narrative is BS. Okay, we know that they cheated. They said they cheated. We got it. I got that. Trash cans, the whole thing. But in this case, he's got to shut up. Your team didn't hit. What do you expect? What, no trash cans? You're going to win all four games 1-0?
I will say this. It's kind of just come out of nowhere. Like, if you really had that big of a gripe with it, you should have said something at the time when it was hot, like when they admitted it, when it first happened, all that kind of stuff. You're just talking about it now when we're 4 or 5 seasons removed from that? Come on.
But here's the problem. The Yankees in this century have won once.
Oh, I get that. And he has a lot, right? to do with it.
And by the way, who was the star of that team? Who was the star of the 2009 team?
Well, for me, it would be Mariano Rivera.
Who was the postseason star of that team?
Oh, it was Mo and it was Andy Pettit.
No, it was Alex Rodriguez. Oh, big problem.
That too.
Big problem. Oh, and by the way, he better keep his mouth shut. They haven't released the Yankee letter yet. Uh-oh. I mean, again, I realize that he's probably feeling pride. Brian Cashman is a really good general manager. He's really good. I think he has done as well as you can ask him to do in his position as a GM. He has kept his team competitive. He has made good trades. He has made good signings. He has actually replenished the Yankee farm system. He's used some of that farm system to get some veterans. Brian Cashman's done a really good job. A really good job. The problem is they only had that one championship. Okay? Which, again, goes back to what I talk about all the time. It's hard to win. The lack of appreciation on the difficulty to win is something that really hurts sports right now. And so he's getting questions now, like, yeah, it's been 13 years since you guys won a World Series. You've only won one World Series in this century. And okay, right? So he's feeling the heat just from the questions. So he says, well, we would have had one. What do you mean you would have had one in 17? Right? In 2003, okay, Aaron Boone hit a walk-off home run against the Red Sox to get the Yankees to the World Series. Right? Okay?
Correct.
All right. What did the Yankees do in the World Series?
Choked to the Marlins.
They lost in six games to a better Marlins team because they had better pitching. I mean, Josh Beckett dominated them the same way Josh Beckett dominated them in 2007 with the Red Sox. Just a better player, better pitcher, better than what you got. Okay? Simple as that. But they didn't win. He's presuming they would have beaten the Dodgers. Do you think the Yankees would have beaten the Dodgers in 2017? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But guess what? He's presuming they would have beaten the Dodgers. Maybe they would have. There's also a good chance they may not have. But just by beating Houston doesn't mean they would have won the whole thing. In 2003, they beat the Red Sox. In all likelihood, probably a better team than the Marlins. Okay? But they didn't win the World Series. Right?
Yep.
This is your team, your organization. It's just all part of the whiner mentality.
Yeah, like I said, I don't get this timing. It's time to move on.
Right. Did the Astros cheat? Yes. We know it. We understand it. But don't complain when your team, if the Yankees had hit, let's just say, if the Yankees had hit 280 in the four games in Houston, and it put up some runs, and they lost some games like 6-4, you know, 8-6, you know what I mean? Now I'm like, there, you've got an argument. But when you're hitting 156, boy, here comes the thunder. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But when you hit 156 in those four games and you go 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position, that has nothing to do with trash cans. That's your inability to hit. I mean that's where he loses everybody. Just Brian, I acknowledge you're really good at your job And he is. I think Brian Cashman is a really good general manager. But my goodness, after a while, stop the whining. You lost the thing. Well, you want to know why you lost? In part, yeah, sure. Did they cheat? Yeah, but they only scored 11 runs in 35 innings at home. That's it. 11 runs in 35 innings? They had the 1 4-run inning, the eighth inning, when Verlander was pitching and they were winning. It just, you know, they weren't going to, the Astros were not losing that day with Verlander out there. The problem is you didn't hit. You know, they had a relay in that game where Correa hit the ball into the gap, and the Yankees totally botched the relay. Like, come on. Hey, you lost. Hey, I got it. I know. Look, we all know the Astros cheated. They admitted it. But, okay, one of the reasons you lost was because of you. Okay? You're actually one of the reasons.